Federal investigators have gathered more information about last weekend's plane crash in Kentucky. They have identified the only survivor as the first officer who was flying the plane. 49 people were killed when that jet took off on the wrong runway. Investigators also say the flight crew noticed something wrong. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports on what the crew said and didn't say.
In the final minutes before Comair Flight 5191 crashed in Lexington, crew members remarked that the lights were out on the runway they were heading down. Despite the unusual situation, a plane taking off before dawn on a dark runway, there was no apparent contact between cockpit and tower. Relying on the data and voice recorders recovered from the wreckage, Debbie Herzman, a member of the National Transportation Safety Board, describes the plane's final moments as it reached a high speed and the pilot tried to get it into the air.
The airplane achieved a maximum airspeed of 137 knots. During the takeoff roll, the flight crew noted that the lights were out on the runway. The captain made a call out as the aircraft and the airspeed reached 100 knots. He made a rotate call out as the airplane reached the planned rotation speed. The recorder stopped a few seconds later.
The plane, a Bombardier twin-engine jet, was supposed to take off from the airport's adjacent commercial runway, which is 7,000 feet long. Instead, it tried to take off from one that is only half that length. Aviation experts say a jet that size should have at least another 1,500 feet of runway. But at last night's briefing, Herzman seemed to suggest that the plane may have still had a chance of getting into the air.
The actual weight of the aircraft, according to the manifest, to the load manifest, was 49,087 pounds. Manufacturers' calculations that they need 3,539 feet in order to rotate the nose wheel at this weight.
The central mystery remains why the plane turned onto the wrong runway, especially one that wasn't lit. Officials say that earlier that morning, two planes took off from the main runway, which was lit. Herzman says the shorter runway, known as 26, was only for daytime use.
The lights are not operational on runway 26. They're actually out of service, and it's been this way for some time. 2.5 years ago, this information was published in the airport facility directory.
Investigators are also looking at recent changes at the airport to see if they may have contributed to the accident. In the last week, the airport shut down the taxi route to the main runway. As a result, the entrance to the two runways is now much closer. Randy Johnson teaches aviation safety management at Auburn. He says that, depending on what was going on in the cockpit, the pilot could have simply become confused.
In that hour of the morning, it would be quite easy if one were concerned with the departure checklist and getting ready to take off. Taxiing that short of a distance, one might lose the sense of where you are at that particular point.
Federal officials say the sole survivor of the flight, James Palenke, remains in critical condition at a Lexington hospital, and they haven't been able to interview him yet. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Lexington.